you are to see a baby with a unilateral cleft. So this child looks to have a unilateral cleft lip. My priorities are to ensure that the airway is not compromised, that the child is feeding well, and mum has and dad have good strategies in order to assist with this, and they are part of a cleft MDT, and the parents are getting adequate support. I'd want to take a full history, including the obstetric history, any family history of cleft, and to see how they're getting on to date. On examination, I'd want to look at the lip and the component parts involved, have a look at the nose, the alveolus, and also the secondary hard palate. I would also want to look for anomalies elsewhere on the child. So in terms of feeding, some of the maneuvers that can help are upright feeding, using a wide bore teat or a soft squeezy bottle. So mum or dad can squeeze the milk from the bottle in order to overcome the reduced suction. Timings. In our unit, we use a modified Oslo technique. This is the lip and vomeron flap at 3 months, and then the rest of the hard palate and soft palate at a year. If they're particularly large, then preoperative adjuncts can be used. These can be surgical or non-surgical. The non-surgical includes static, so things like taping or obturator plates, and dynamic, which we don't tend to use in this country. So this is things like Latham's, or surgical, which is to perform a lip adhesion, where essentially for a initial operation, just the lip edges are sutured together, but within the territory that's later to be discarded, and this just helps align everything for when the formal repair is done. The muscles of the soft palate are levator villi palatini, tensor villi palatini, the musculus uvulae, the palatal glottis, and palatal pharyngeus. When performing an intravillar veloplasty, an incision is made along the medial aspect of the soft palate cleft, and the muscles are dissected free from their abnormal attachment to the posterior hard palate. The muscles are then brought across to reform the sling at the back of, or the posterior aspect of, the soft palate.